Welcome to the Man Up God's Way podcast, a show that dives into the real, raw, and relevant issues for men and their faith, life, and community. Now, your host, Jody Birkin.
We're good. We want to hear all kinds of good stuff. So can I pray for us?
Please do, man. Please do.
Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we thank you for technology just to reach out to brothers and sisters across the world. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to sit and talk to Luke about his testimony, Lord, his music, his movies, Lord. We just thank you for the gifting that you've given him and the ability to reach audiences around the world. Lord, we just ask that you bless this movie as it comes out this April, and we look forward to a mighty work that you're already doing to be even bigger. We love you and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, well, let's go ahead and get started. All right, folks, thank you so much for joining us today. I've got a very exciting guest today. Luke Smallbone from For King and Country is joining us today. Thank you so much, Luke. How are you doing today?
Man, fantastic, man. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, man. I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you joining us as well. Look forward to hearing about the new movie that you have coming out. And a little bit more about that here in just a moment, but I love for our audience to hear about, you know, our guest's testimony. Could you describe and kind of explain just in a few words, if you will, your walking to and through Jesus and kind of how you came to the faith? I always tell our disciples to have a 2-minute, a 10-minute, and a 45-minute version of your testimony ready to give, because you never know how long you're going to have.
So you want my 45-minute version, is that
you,
right?
You give whatever you want to, brother. I'm all yours. So.
Yeah. So originally born in Australia, came over when I was a young boy to America. And this is a little bit of a story to all the Sunday school leaders, all the church volunteers, because I was attending a church and I was about 8 years old. And my Sunday school teacher at the time, which is probably called something different nowadays, but we'll go with that, was just went around the room and just said, hey, you know, is anybody here, have you made a decision independently of your family to follow Jesus? And obviously I had some friends that raised their hand, and I knew that I could not, though I was obviously a family that was walking with the Lord. I hadn't made that independent decision myself. And so fast forward a few weeks, and I was at home, and I'd lied to my parents about something, and I'd gotten into a lot of trouble. And so I was apologizing. My dad said, hey, you got to go and apologize to your mom. And so in that process, I said sorry to my mom. And all of a sudden, sin became real clear to me. It was something that I realized I couldn't triumph over. And so in that apology, I just said to my mom, I said, hey, mom, I know that I actually need to follow Jesus. And I need him in my heart. I need him. I need him. And she said, you know, obviously, this is, you know, a wonderful day. And so then my dad came in, we prayed together, and I've often joked that that's the best night's sleep I've ever had, because there was that physical moment of that weight that you feel on your shoulders was lifted. And at the end of the day, ever since that day, man, I've hinged my life on the love of Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. It's amazing, you know, when you think of kids. I have, I'm a pastor as well, and I have parents all the time say, you know, my kid is talking about Jesus, and they believe in Jesus, and they want him in my heart. And I was like, well, let's celebrate that, you know.
Absolutely.
The faith of a child is so much greater a lot of times than the faith of adults. And so let's celebrate that. Let's embrace that. And for you to be able to see that sin in you is a really cool moment for our listeners. I appreciate you telling that. And so you guys ended up coming over to America. Tell us a little bit about that journey.
Yeah. So as I said, born in Australia, my dad was a concert promoter back there, and the way that we ended up here was he had a tour to go back to Australia that didn't go very well, and we ended up losing everything that we had as a family. We lost the house, the car, the life savings, and so my dad was looking for a fresh start in his career and for his family, and so he thought it would be a good idea to move his 6 kids. And his wife, who was 6 months pregnant at the time, to Nashville, Tennessee. And that's exactly what we did. But soon after we arrived in Nashville, my dad actually lost that job. We're stranded on the other side of the world, no friends, no family. We're sleeping on beds made out of clothes, didn't have any way for our little sister to be born in a hospital. One was quite sure where the next meal was going to come from. I didn't have a car, and the list went on and on. And I've had a lot of people ask me, like, hey, you know, that's a really special story that you've got there. You know, why don't you write a book about it? And the truth is, Joel and I were homeschooled, so we don't read or write very well. And so we thought, you know, maybe we could make a movie instead. And so that's kind of what's led us to our conversation here today about this movie, Unsung Hero. I'm a big believer in family. I think that family is more important today than it ever has been in the history of the world. But I don't think that we value it as such. And and I think we need to put more emphasis on what it means to be good dads, means to be good parents, good leaders of our family. And Mother Teresa says, if you want to change the world, you know, go home and love your family. And that's essentially the purpose and the reason why we made this movie.
Amen. Amen. So instead of a book, you ended up writing a script for this movie. Is that kind of how it worked a little bit?
At some level, we had some help, but yes, that's, we had some help with that. We got a writer named Richard Ramsey who wrote the script with us. My brother Joel was a little involved with that as well. I was, and you know, many others. But yes, we do know how to read and write, just not that well.
Well, I homeschool my kids, and they're pretty smart. So
there you go.
Let me rephrase that. My wife homeschooled them, and I was the principal. But I know you were jesting about that. But So the movie book idea ended up becoming a script, and so you ended up writing the script. And then, like, where did it go from there? You took the script and you passed it around, and tell us how that started.
Yeah, so I pitched this idea to a producer friend of mine who I had kept saying, hey, man, let's work together. Let's figure out a way to work together. And look, at the end of the day, films, you know, they get put into development all the time. I mean, you probably don't know this, but hundreds of scripts get written, and you know, thousands, and they take them around the studios, and usually it's no. And for whatever reason, our film was put into development, and you know, it kept getting greenlit all the way through to, you know, we're starting to film this film in 2022. And so, yeah, we've gotten films are hard to make. I should have written a book, actually, but here we are.
So I mean, even comparison, you've got big stages when you do your concerts, you know, as far as that's concerned, like, how would you compare that to doing a movie?
I mean, with shows, you can get into a little bit of a routine, you know, a little bit of, you know, you develop your concert and your show. And, you know, for the most part, you're doing the same things or similar things, you know, every night. Films, you know, you only get to do it once, and you better hope that you got that script right, because that's what people are filming. It's difficult, and the stakes are a lot higher. You know, it's way more expensive. I mean, you know, you think that inflation's bad. You know, making a movie is just, everything is outrageous. It's really, really tough to make films. And then you've got Christian prejudice against us in some cases in Hollywood at times. Not, obviously not with Lionsgate, who we work with, they've been an amazing partner. But, you know, you're talking about the topics that we're talking about and what other people in, you know, in different parts of the country want to talk about are very, very different things. And so you're up against a lot of hurdles. But one of the things I say to creatives, business owners, whoever, is like, guys, creativity is free. You know, we got to make sure we use it, you know, and don't be people that are just looking at all of the reasons why you can't do something. We got to be Christians and people that figure out why we can do things. And if when we figure out ways that we can do things, it demonstrates to our governments and to, you know, our local community leaders that we are people that come up with solutions. And then the next time that things get hard, look at the people that they're going to turn to. They're going to turn to, hopefully, people like you and I.
Praise God. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've got to make ourselves available to that and be the light that they are drawn to. I love that. So we had a showing of the movie here a few weeks ago here, and I'm in St. Louis.
Yeah,
and I can tell you that it got nothing but rave reviews from everybody that saw the movie, and it's going to be a really exciting opening. We're praying for big things to happen on that opening weekend for you guys. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what the story is and when the movie is coming out?
Yeah. So I told you a brief synopsis of my story coming over here, but yeah, things got complicated, and we were, you know, praying for God to do some things in our family's life and provide some of these difficult things that were needed at that time. And we got to see just miracles take place. We'd have people drop groceries off on our doorstep. We still to this day don't know who paid for our little sister to be born in a hospital. We had a local church that we didn't even go to, heard about that we were struggling. They came and furnished our entire house. That was a pretty amazing situation. We had a family at Thanksgiving, legitimately, first day we met them. They gave us a car that same day, a brand new car for us to drive. So we just saw all sorts of things. And so the film talks about all of those things. It talks about our parents and kind of their journey through this struggle. Our older sister is an artist as well by the name of Rebecca St. James. And so it talks about her beginning story of getting kind of discovered and signing a record deal and those types of things. I don't want to give everything away.
Right, heck no.
That's the synopsis roughly of what takes place in the movie.
Wow, that is amazing. Well, we're really excited for you guys and so thankful for you to put this, first of all, on paper and then on screen for the rest of the world to see. I know it's not easy always opening up your family to, the rest of the world, but we appreciate you doing that and taking the story of faith and, you know, Jesus out to those who really need to hear and see that hope that we all can have. And I love that you're bringing back the family understanding of what it really means to be a family. We thank you for that as well.
Hey, pleasure, man. No worries at all. All good.
Awesome. So when is when's the movie come out?
And great point. That was the one thing I forgot to answer. April 26th is it opens. Where depending on your region, we've got an early screening. You can see it before everybody else on April 24th. I think that will probably be in St. Louis, but I'm not totally sure. Yeah. And that's going to have some extra little, tidbits. There's some extra added content. We've got a new song that's going to have a music video that will be part of that screening. So the 24th is a wonderful night to be able to go and see it before everybody else. But the grand nationwide opening is the 26th. And obviously in films, it's tricky, man. I mean, you got music, you got 2 years to kind of develop things and get people to be familiar with songs. And films are 72 hours for the most part. And so if you're a small business owner and you want some of these values that we're talking about here to be instilled in your company, man, buy out a movie theater. Most people think of that like, oh, I'm buying a movie theater. That's crazy. Right. But buying out a movie theater is usually 40, 50 tickets. It's actually quite cheap. Right. And hopefully these messages and these things can be infused into your business, but these are the things that really help us, you know. And it's one of those things that we've had a lot of people ask, like, well, what can I do? These are the types of things, you know, obviously buying tickets. And this is a moment for us to actually come to you guys and ask for help, because, you know, that's what says that it takes a village to raise a kid. To make a movie, it takes a city, it takes a nation, it takes states to get behind it, because it's just that complex to make them make sense.
Well, from now till the day that it opens and even after opening weekend, our social media platform will be promoting it, the trailers, all the memes and everything that have been given to us. We have just under 1 million followers on all of our social media platforms. Well, so we're going to help you push it and promote it as much as possible. We love that people are stepping up like you to actually create good content for the Christian genre. And hopefully we can reach more and more for the sake of the gospel. We really appreciate what you're doing. Really appreciate what you're doing, Luke. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Joey. I appreciate you, man.
God bless you guys, and we will be praying for you.
Please do. Please do. Until next time. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Luke. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
To you as well.
Bye. Okay, stay close. Let's go.
How y'all doing?
Are y'all from England?
Australia. Australia. Wish I had an accent.
Dad, I wrote a song. Thought maybe we could ask for an audition.
Oh, that's great, honey. Let's take it one step at a time.
Kay tells me you're a promoter. You know someone looking for one.
Well, I may know somebody who should be.
She's been given a beautiful voice. It's a miracle.
She's a special one, son. Your family, they're not in the way. They are the way.
There's no food, and we're almost out of money. We need to make some changes. Kids, we need your help. This is everything we have, and sometimes it's going to grow, and sometimes it will shrink, but it cannot be allowed to disappear. I wonder if he's right. Maybe I'm not meant to sing. Or maybe you're not meant to sing other people's songs. It's going to be dangerous and scary. And giving up, giving in, it's not an option. Whatever your dream is, I know you can achieve it.
Please welcome my big sister.
My dream is to be like you. It always has been.
Been listening to the Man Up God's Way podcast. Visit us on Facebook, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and our website at manupgodsway.org.